Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Sorry, Patriots fans, the team has not clinched a playoff spot yet. After 8 straight victories, the Patriots came up short against the Dolphins in Miami last night. They lost 27-20. Quarterback Tom Brady blamed himself and the entire offense.
That was pretty bad. I mean, you can't get any worse than that. So couldn't stay on the field and just didn't make enough plays, and just a bad night. So we've had a lot of good nights this year, and this was a bad night.
Joining us from Miami is ESPN.com football writer Mike Reese. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Deborah. How are you?
Okay, well, the Patriots rallied late in the game. They ended up losing only by 7 points, but it was a pretty complete loss, wasn't it?
It was, and you look at the statistics, and one of them stands out. As you can hear, I'm at the airport here getting ready to fly home. They were 0 of 11 on third down, and that hasn't happened since 1991, that they've played in a game and haven't been able to convert a first down. And what resulted from that was that they only had the football for 23 minutes and 51 seconds. The Dolphins had it for 36 minutes and 9 seconds. So a huge gap there, a big discrepancy, and a very disappointing turn of events for the team because of that.
You know, the Patriots offense struggled most of the night, and we heard what Tom Brady said in the beginning of our conversation. The Dolphins seemed to be able to pressure Brady all night long. What happened there?
Well, they did pressure him. Part of what Tom said after the game was that the Dolphins got ahead, and they were able to play the game on their terms. And that's part of it. When you get an early lead, you're able to do some different things to create havoc for the other team. And another part of it was that Tom himself was just not as accurate with the football as we're used to seeing. And he had a 2-interception game with the same player intercepting him. That's only the second time that that's happened over the last 10 years, that one player has intercepted two of his passes in the same game. So it wasn't Tom's best game either.
And the Patriots, we should say, were without Rob Gronkowski. He was suspended for this game because of that hit on a Buffalo Bills player last week. How much did Gronkowski's absence affect the game here, Mike?
It almost didn't even look like the same offense without him. And they had played well without him in the past. They came into this game with a 20-5 record in games in which Gronkowski hadn't played. But what some of the players explained to me after the game was that the Miami Dolphins crowded the middle of the field and took away some of those passes that Tom Brady likes to throw over the middle where Gronkowski would normally be, and forced him to throw to the outer parts of the field. And that was really where we saw, you know, Gronkowski's absence show up, because even if they did that with Gronkowski on the field, Brady still might throw those passes, but he really didn't in this game. He threw it to the outside and really wasn't as accurate in doing so.
Now, this loss ended a 14-game road winning streak for the Patriots. Their last road loss was last year, also to the Dolphins. Is there something that's particularly challenging about Miami here for the Patriots?
Well, it is. Tom Brady has a career record of 7-9 in games played at Miami. And probably the common thread when you think about times that they've come down to Miami and struggled is that they've been able to pressure him with four rushers. And a lot of times, teams aren't able to pressure Tom Brady with just four rushers. But the Miami Dolphins, over the years, the way they've built their team, their pass rush is usually their strength. And so that matchup usually gives the Patriots a little bit of an issue, specifically in Miami, where the Dolphins have the benefit of the home crowd.
And just briefly, Mike, what does this do to the playoff picture for the Patriots?
Well, you know, if they go to Pittsburgh next week and win, they'll still be the top team in the AFC. But if they lose, they could slip to as far down as 3. So a lot of variables in play for the Patriots, but they still have control of number 1 if they can go win in Pittsburgh.
Okay, we'll talk to you about the Pittsburgh game next Monday. Mike Reese covers the New England Patriots for ESPN.com and offers regular analysis to WBUR. Thanks for being with us, Mike.
Thanks for having me, Deborah. Have a great day.